Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening here on our Coach Speak program brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. Starting to transition into our summer sports, and with that, we're going to be talking with the head baseball coach of the Clarion Goldfield Owls Cowboys, Ryan Nail, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
As always, thanks for having me.
So as we take a look, obviously coming into the season, you return a lot of your offensive production and a lot of your pitching from a year ago. Return guys, key guys like a Mason Allen, like a Carson Nesheim, like a Caden Hankins, Landon Tristan Kukacek, just to name a couple guys that will be back that were key parts of your team last year. When you look at the core you have coming back, what are some things that you noticed that your team has really improved on here through the first couple weeks of practice, and even before that when you guys were working out during the winter?
Yeah, we returned 8 seniors this year, 8 guys that have been around our program their entire high school career. So we've got a lot of leadership. We've got a lot of guys that understand the system, know what we're doing. And I think the thing that's really popped to the coaches here so far in the beginning of the season is how much it feels like we're just a continuation from last year a little bit. So, you know, nothing needs to be explained too much, so we can spend more time on our mechanics, on our individual series, on things that we worked on and they've been learning in the last couple of years, and we're just rolling right into it. We've had a ton of guys this off season put in a lot of work in arm conditioning, and our pitchers and our catchers putting in a lot of work. So, you know, we're 1 week under our belt as far as official practice goes, and had a good scrimmage this last Friday against ourselves and our meet the team night, which had a tremendous turnout. So there's a lot of excitement, not only in our team, but in our community and with our families and the fans as well. So we're looking to have a big season.
The area where you guys really excelled that last year was hitting the baseball, and even in terms of base running, your team was very good. Pitching, however, you had a set ace in a Carson Nesheim last year who really turned in strong performances towards the end of the season. But sometimes finding that second, third, or even fourth consistent starter was challenging at times for your team a year ago. And, you know, now that a lot of your guys are another year older, have another season under their belt, you know, what do you like about this pitching staff that you have coming into this season? What are some areas that they've really stepped up in throughout the offseason?
Yeah, we've got a lot of guys that have thrown and in the past few years. So, you know, nothing's going to be new to them this year. They're not going to be learning a whole lot of how the game is supposed to be played. So, again, we've been able to just focus this offseason on throwing strikes and having the confidence on the mound. So a lot of our guys are a lot more confident this year. A lot of them are up in velocity from a year ago, so we're looking for some big things. You know, offense is something that usually is a little bit too slow to start, but it's something that can get caught on pretty fast. So we really focus on this off season on our pitching, getting young guys on the mound, getting them against hitters in different situations, so they're a little more comfortable. And you know, our goal is to kind of be in a little bit of midseason form as far as our arm conditioning. Right here at the beginning of the season. Had a little more practice time this year than we did last year. We'll have a little bit more practice time throughout the first couple of weeks. So that'll be big to have some of those days after games to tweak some things, to talk about some things, rather than just rolling game after game like we have a little bit in the past.
In taking a look at your schedule here to open up the season, next week you guys open on a Tuesday. You're at Colonesco up in Zeering for a doubleheader to open your season, followed by a trip to Manson that Thursday, and then home versus Forest City on Friday and the week following. At the end of the week, you start getting into North Central Conference play. You got Hampton-Dumont count at the end of that week, and then you've got Eagle Grove and West Bend Mallard sandwiched in between as well. When you look at the start of this schedule for your team, what's maybe the most important or the most couple important points that you and the staff have emphasized here to start the season?
Really, it's figuring out our rotation, figuring out, you know, a little bit of some limits at the beginning of the season. We don't need any guys maxing out their pitch counts, you know, early. So we'll ease into that a little bit and just kind of see where the games go. But, you know, I've got guys that are they're ready to compete, they're ready to get on the mound, and they're ready to go. So You know, the first week we've got a few games, the second week we've got a couple games. So, you know, again, we've got some space there, so we as a coaching staff, we can sit there and manage and figure out, you know, where maybe the first couple of starts will go for certain guys and what we need to do as far as pitch counts to accomplish that and obviously compete and have a chance to win those games.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with your opening slate beginning next week.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Yep, that was Ryan Nail, the head boys baseball coach of the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowboys here on our Coach Speak program. We're back with Rolling Story Girls track coach Andy Herrick after the break on Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto on 95.7 FM.